Gone, another Bitter Truth Thursday podcast. Always happy to drop you off this video every Thursday, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. Now, we're going to talk about the media. We're going to discuss that in this video. Yes, to start out and show you some things with the media. And you can notice in this world, the media is most noise you ever hear in your whole life is the media. And if you notice, most of them say the same damn thing. That's part of this video right here that you got to understand. You understand, with the news, basically every one of them say the same damn thing. They bring you the same footage. They bring you the same news. And it's so much of them, it's unbelievable. It's almost like too noisy for you to understand what's really going on, even though most of them singing the same damn song. What it is, it's called confusion in this world. You understand, they have to deceive the masses. First, they have to confuse you. And when you kind of like mix up in the brain, then they grab your hand and drag you somewhere. This is how they do it. Now pay attention and listen to the media. Now it basically make all these noise, including social media, just to blank out the masses. They control what you get in as information. Listen.
This country, the most powerful country on earth. It is so actually difficult.
Go back. Listen. Pay attention to the news. Listen.
Listen. We have an update on that crash that was causing tie-ups on southbound 163 near the 15 John Center.
That's your life right here in a nutshell.
And he says that this made her simply because it's old.
The analog dollars have turned them into digital dollars. Has anybody got any good answers?
And with all that noise that you hear coming from the supposedly news media, it's all to disturb the masses. You have to understand this. This is all by design for them to control the information that you take in. Even though there's so many noise around, they gotta filter it out and let something get to you. Remember, with all of these news and all of these things that they're giving you and broadcasting corporations, and is to mold you in a certain way. So listen and pay attention to the media. Basically control the people in here. Listen.
Also good to know, I think I remember reading the Roeblings built the Brooklyn Bridge 125 years ago.
In this country, the most powerful country on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is so.
And that's what they told you, that America is the most powerful country on earth. And what you call power, they talking about shit. You understand, like material. I guess the world is made up of material, and that's what they use to judge these people and these countries. It's a joke now, people. Pay attention. Like I tell you, we're not from the side of the earth where they use these things to rank you. Pay attention here.
Actually difficult to get information, mm-hmm. especially outside our borders, not to mention what's going on inside this country.
Listen.
4 hours and 20 minutes ago at 9:42 p.m. Eastern time, that would have put it at 5.
Mm-hmm. Got public newspapers. You got all these supposedly news medias. You got all these radio stations. Everything, people. And you still have misinformation going on. Why? It's by design. What they call misinformation is the information that gonna counteract the supposedly fuckery that they put out there. Listen.
Information, the news we rely on to learn about what's happening in the world.
And all dumb people rely on the news to understand what's going on in the world. Remember, they bring you that box television and use it for entertainment, basically. They bring it to your attention with entertainment, and all of a sudden they use it to tell you truth, bring the news on it and everything. You don't get it. Start telling your true stories and all on that same entertainment box. What do you think? Pay attention here. If you watch the news or watch TV to get truth, you're dumb.
About one another is in the hands, basically, of commercial enterprises.
Listen,
an agreement on healthcare
NBC.
Is close, but support
mm-hmm.
giant media corporations like Time Warner, News Corporation.
Disney. All of them is the same people. They're talking about giant news media. They're all the same people. It's one entity control. All those things that showed on the box, you have to get it. That's what it's there to do, to brainwash the people. Mold you in a certain way. Why you think they have to have that shit? They have to have the media. They have to have TV. They have to have these broadcasting corporations to mold the masses. It's simple as that. That's why they bring you on this side. Listen right here.
So forth. They get to decide what is news, what is newsworthy,
uh-huh.
and what is not newsworthy.
Uh-huh.
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage?
What the press is pushing is distortions, lies, lack of balance.
And take a look at this sodomite right here, people. the Julian Assange, the world gone dumb. You don't understand, this is one of the puppets they put on. And he's not going to tell you nothing that's going to break no grounds, nothing that's going to wake you up or anything. It's just the government agenda they're passing off, and they have to have this control opposition to play like they're against the government and exposing shit that you already know, or try to blur your mind for you not to think a certain way because he already tell you what they're doing. Do you get it? You don't understand. It's a mind fuck shit right here with this character. Pay attention.
900 channels on my TV, but 700 of them are so
breaking news.
Huh? Go back.
Channels on my TV, but 700 of them are so
breaking news.
What are you saying? You have 900 channels on the TV and 700 of them is showing the same thing? Because that's exactly what they do. When it comes to news, they got all these TV stations have a news supposedly broadcasting. And all of them said the same thing. All of them show the same footage. They about the same thing. They might play like they on another side, playing red and blue on your ass because the game is division. So of course they will play like they on another side, red and blue. And that's how they give you the news. You shouldn't believe it, people. It's fake shit for the masses. Watch this.
Stories, thank God.
Oh, look at that. That's a robot.
Look at
the
this.
The American public knows far more information about sex scandals, celebrities, Hollywood, than they know about economics and the environment.
Okay, but listen, people. They're talking about they know about these sex and all these things in Hollywood. That's what the news is, people. You see the news, all they're talking about is Taylor Swift. This shit is dumb, people. That's why I tell you, you should never get news from them. It's entertainment. Why you think they push those things on you? Why you think they have the Johnny Depp trial on TV? All of these things, what you think is there for, people? All of them things is to basically mow your mind, turn you into a zombie in this earth with this dumb teaching that they call reality. You have to understand it's part of what make the people dumb right here on earth. They have to give you these things they call real life and news. Listen.
That's by design.
When was the last time, Governor, that you were at Wendy's and had a Frosty? And you
see?
No mistake about it.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about Wendy's and Frosty. Why? Because they own those fast food places. So now and then they will joke you with it. You don't understand. They're the one responsible for every aspect of your life, people, without you even know this. I talk to people all the time and trying to get through to them with these things to let them understand. Listen, these are what program you to make you want what you want, need what you need, believe in what you believe and everything. And they never understand. It's the news, people, the media. They're the one who mow your life around you. They're the one who responsible for all you think. The people don't get it, man. After they polish off these news broadcasting and put it on you, of course you don't know what to think. They're the one who lead you to think the way you're going to think at the end of the day. Do you get it? That's what the news do, people. That's what TV therefore. The information affect the people how they live their life, and they control that shit. Watch this.
To control people's ideas is to
look at this right here, people. Pay attention. Another news character, another TV character, I should say, telling you about the news molding you right there. Like I said, in these times, they're going to basically tell you the truth right here. They're going to come out and tell you the truth under false pretense. There you go, people. They're telling you it's all by design for the TV to mold you with the information that they're serving up. Listen.
Imagination.
Stories.
You have pressure for news executives to put on positive stories.
They wouldn't say it in that way, but they would edit my pieces. They would push me in different directions. They would turn down stories.
We're in a profound crisis of democracy.
They mentioned democracy. Democracy. Those are the words they use, the English word, to basically put these things out there and the masses don't understand. They're telling you the truth in the word. It's a damn mockery if you believe in that shit. Pay attention.
Off discourse can have a free society.
This is what
free
you get
society.
From me. It's gonna
these
happen.
Are stories you will not be told on radio, in newspapers, or on television. A clash between two worlds. Big media corporations spinning public perception for profit.
And
versus
what?
The defenders of truth who stand for liberty.
This is bullshit, people. This is 100% bullshit. But stand for liberty. What the fuck is they talking about, people? So now they're giving you a fake war between the media and the supposedly, you know, people want truth out. It's a dumb shit. 100%. Who they talking about want the truth out? You better understand. This is control environment with these control oppositions. None of them is real. Pay attention here to what they're trying to put in your head. Listen.
Vision. A clash between two worlds.
Two worlds.
Big media corporations.
Big media.
Spinning public perception for profit. Versus the defenders of truth.
Defenders of truth. They said the media is doing this for profit. You have to understand, people, in a world of destruction, in a world where they sell your vanity, these people own vanity. They own what the world have to offer. So therefore, they don't have to scuffle you for money. It's just to put pressure on you. So all of this right here, they tell you the big media grabbing money. No, it's bullshit, people. They own money. They're the one who print it. The world government control the media. And it's not a fight. All of them is against us. You have to remember that when they're talking about truth fighting to get through, who they're talking about? The same devil people right here on earth running games on you. Listen.
Television. A clash between two worlds.
What a dumb
big
shit.
Media corporations spinning public perception for profit.
For profit.
Versus the defenders of truth who stand for liberty and
defender
democracy.
Of truth standing for liberty and democracy. No, people, it's them same one. You have to understand. You think no real truth are going to tell you they're fighting for democracy? You better wake your ass up unless they are so dumb. And if they're dumb, they can't represent no truth. Move.
And that's our news for today.
Pay attention to all the news make the masses right here. They make you how you think and everything. They build your life up around you, including your brain cells, 100% in. That's why they have TVs and medias to mold the masses. That's why they're there for. Yes, you're going to show for liberty. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Pay attention here.
I'd often been asked if there was any pressure on me because of the kinds of stories that I do. I was always asked, are there some stories that you can't do? Are there sometimes that you're not allowed to report on certain things because of advertisers?
And yeah, but hold on here, people. You're not allowed to report on certain things because of advertisers. Remember, people, these are puppets sitting right there. They're the one who tell them what to bring to you. You have to understand that they're not going nowhere to get stories. You have to understand that the whole news is scripted, people. The whole news is scripted. That means there is nothing going to come out their mouth that going to surprise anybody there at that news company. That's what you need to understand. These stories don't prepare by these people that they call newscasters and reporters. It all come from the head. The people control those news. You have to understand that. Why you think all of them have the same footage? ABC, CBS, all of them have the same fucking footage. What that tell you, people, is one operation running their brain and the dumb masses. They might acting like they want you to sway to come to one side, but they're just playing the dumb masses right here on earth. Pay attention here.
As always, absolutely not.
Look at this right here. This one of the part of the media that you shouldn't believe. They're going there to war and recording it to bring it to you live, even sometime. Bring it to you live or recording, ducking and dodging bullet, wearing bulletproof vests, all to bring you the war. Are you still believing the news, people? These are things that make the news can't believable. Unbelievable. That's what it is. So you can never buy the news and be smart. Pay attention to this right here as they show the news up for the fakery that it is. Look at this. Look at this. From back in the days, they show you reporters running in the middle of a war just to show you that a war is going on. They already announced it on the news that, look, this war break out. But they have to be there to bring you footage and footage and footage, details after details, show you the war live. That means it's fucking fakery. Bam.
Decades after the end of the Vietnam War,
yes, look
the
at
United
this.
States
look at
lifted the trade embargo against Vietnam. And CBS chief correspondent Roberta Baskin
look at them.
Looked into one corporation.
Look at them, people. It's just acting. 100% actors they have on TV. And what they're going to convince you of, something real. That's why they give you movies called Based on a True Story. Because it's a hoax. 100% fake shit. They bring you on that box. Nothing real from it. Listen.
Search for cheaper labor markets.
Cheaper labor market. Look at this.
The premise for the story was the fact that Nike were subcontracting to these factories on the other side of the planet.
But they were, as you could see, the number 3 right there with the Dwayne Wade shirt. I'm going to tell you right now, people, this is how they fool the dumb masses right here. So this is news that we supposed to get that we wasn't getting about Nike and these supposedly sweatshops and all of these things. That's the news you're missing out on. Pay attention. Remember, Nike owned by the same government people. You have to understand the world government owned those big labels and things that get to you. Not no regular person. So yes, the Nike belongs to the devil people. If you notice, the devil puppets wear it when they're fooling you. Pay attention here.
Really taking responsibility for how the shoes were made.
Uh-huh. Listen, this is news, people. This
and
is
I
what they go
to
break.
Follow the trail.
They're following the trail of Nike.
In August of 1996, wow. Baskin and a CBS News film crew flew to Vietnam to investigate.
So pay attention, people. As you could see them right there, they're supposed to be in Vietnam and they're investigating Nike. It's a damn joke, people. And then they remember what they're telling you here, that the news been lying to you. So now they're showing you some things that the news should have shown you. Instead of Taylor Swift running across the fucking country, they're showing you to go to a Super Bowl game. You don't get it, people. They mow your life around you. All foolishness they're going to give you, so you always be stupid. That's all it is. This is part of it right here. They're not breaking nothing out. Pay attention
the
here.
Nike factories.
We were able to kind of peek through the keyhole, but we were not allowed inside.
Pay attention here. Look at this right here, people. These reporters from America fooling you that they go to Vietnam and trying to show you up some things that they hidden. Pay attention here. It's just a show, people. The whole thing is. And when you understand that nothing real come on the news, then you will get it. Nothing real. All of it is set up and made up, just like the TV shows and movies. There's none of it that's real. Listen. They go to Nike.
One
that's what they do.
That really shocked me was to discover that the word Nike had become a verb.
Mm-hmm.
The word Nike meant to abuse your employees.
No, it means it's a devil work. Coding number 9, that's what it's there for. You have to understand it. Coding for the devil work. What a dumb shit for the masses. Talking about laboring. It's bullshit for the dumb masses. 100% in.
There were incidences of physical abuse. Women
Listen.
Had their mouths taped shut.
Yes, they're taped. They tape people mouth shut because they're talking at a damn factory. It's fuckery, people. 100% in. I already told you, watch the media. They might say, look, the media is hiding some things from you. Let me show you what the media hiding, and look what they're showing, people. All bullshit for the dumb masses to consume your brain. Talking about damn Nike. We already know all of these gears that you're wearing coming from sweatshops. You have to understand in these countries that people pay you little bit and nothing for wages. That shit you would have called slavery in certain part of the world. But this is how they do it. That's why they're going down there to record it and bring it to you for news. It's bullshit. Just wake your ass up. Everybody know those countries. Yes, they work for cheaper than America. And of course, they will bring factories and everything there. Listen.
15 women who were systematically hit with the
15 number 6 coding.
Part of a Nike shoe around the face and the neck.
What a dumb shit. All fuckery, people. They hit with their shoes around the neck.
This disparity between seeing the corporate image that the company sells and the reality in these factories. Just do it.
There go your news, people. Just do it. You don't get it. That's satanic shit. It have nothing to do with work. You have to understand, as you could see this one holding the devil arms and it wearing a mask. Take a look at the eyes. All of them is fake. 100% fake, as they show you on TV for the deception.
Or else.
Take a look at this right here. This is
Roberta
what they're
Baskin's
breaking out.
News report about Nike abuses was broadcast on CBS News Television.
Yes,
across
CBS
the
is a fake shit with the one eye to represent the devil. And of course, they're acting like they're breaking out some shit and showing you some things that you're not going to be seeing on the regular news. But they are the news.
States.
Fake shit for
CBS
the masses.
CBS was very pleased submitting it for prestigious awards. Mm-hmm. For me,
you
what
that?
Was really
there you go.
Exciting about it was that the phones
award.
Rang off the hook. There was picketing of Nike towns across
Take
the country. There were boycotts that were being organized by students on campuses.
Yes, boycotts are basically arranged by students on campus. You believe it, people? You don't get it. All of these things, government operation. And like I say, What did it do? What did it change about how the Nike do business? Did it change? Or they move it from Vietnam and bring it to China? What you trying to tell us here? Those sneakers and those Nike products still make in those regions. You don't get it. I'm going to ask you a question. If these things was come up and made by American, or supposed to be discovered by American and put together by American, why the hell they have to make it in Vietnam? Because it's all by design. You have to understand that America is Babylon. They have to use these country to lean on. So you have to understand, they bring these things down there, or go down there to get these things made and all of that for free or cheap, damn near cheap or free, just to bring it to you and sell you for a high price. That's what they do. Remember, you're living in Babylon and they have to supply you with these things. Pay attention.
I realized that it had touched some kind of a nerve.
Fake shit. Fake shit for the masses.
Nike's
this is what they're breaking out.
Reached the media, and the shoe giant came forward to limit the damages.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let's see how they do that. Listen.
Abusive labor conditions in our factories, and really never have.
Mm-hmm. And you see this character right here, people? You have to understand, they call him Phil Knight. That's a coding name. But pay attention, people. This is the one they use for the front of the Nike. When it's the same world government control those things, you have to understand it, people. It's them. They're the one who come up with those things to basically supply you here on this side of the earth. Remember, this is not where you're from. Anything you get is by design. Listen.
Never have.
With Nike in denial, CBS News commissioned Baskin to do a follow-up investigation, working with a Vietnamese labor group.
Listen to this.
Roboto's work was mainly about the corporate punishment. We help add another dimension to to the problem is that the wages and excessive amount of overtime.
There you go, people. Look at this.
Nike's not the good guys, even though they've done a lot of commercials saying they are. But
yes, they do a lot of commercials saying that they are the good guys, and the masses believe them. You don't understand. All of these peoples that you see running this industry is a part of the world stage. You have to understand that Nike is a big industry, and the masses, almost everybody they have wearing that shit. So what you think? You have to understand, Nike never take a hit from all this supposedly exposure from CBS. What it do? It blow them up some more. That's what you need to understand. They can't expose Nike for what they really are. They only can show you some things and acting like, oh, look what they're doing. You know, they're endorsing cheap labor. They go to Vietnam and they're tying up people and beating people to work. It's fuckery. All fakery for the dumb masses. While you're sitting there asleep, the Nike still flourish. Move. Let's take a look at this right here.
Media today is dominated by a handful of corporations.
A handful.
This is a far cry from the original ideals of the country.
Yes, and it's the same company, people. The same world government own those supposedly, you know, the ones that they tell you the whole thing wrapped up in. It's the same world government. That's what I tell you. All of them show the same damn news. All of them bring you the same information. They're all the same people. Listen. Yes, the birth of free press. What is that dumb shit
for the
masses? As
Americans fought for independence from imperial rule, the revolution found its inspiration in an unexpected place.
Even that's a lie. Even these, what they tell you, is fakery. The whole American history is fakery. That they tell you built up on wars and winning wars is fakery. 100%. The world built up on fakery. Don't believe it. Take a look. They're fighting for independence. It's dumb. 100% dumb shit for the masses.
The United States was in many senses founded by a journalist, Tom Paine.
Hear that? America was found by a journalist. Pay attention here. Like I tell you, the world is fake. Listen.
The United States was in many senses founded by a journalist, Tom
Paine,
who called Americans to revolution against a British Empire that was thought to be completely unbeatable.
Yes, and that's what your whole history is built upon. All fakery and lies. What you think you was going to get in here? The foundation is all lies, people. It built up off lies. rumors and fake war they give you to make America. What you think gonna happen, people? The whole thing built up of lies. What you think you was gonna get in here? Listen.
This country was really founded on the concept that if you gave citizens the information they needed, they could govern themselves.
Wow. What a damn joke. If you give citizens the information they need, they can govern themselves. I guess they want you to govern yourself in a satanic earth. Is that real? This is a joke. In a world of control, they want to let you govern yourself. I already told you the world is backwards. Everything they tell you, they actually go in the next way. Listen right here.
The founders of the United States gave citizens the fundamental rights to a free press.
Oh, you found the United States. For free press.
A revolution for freedom of information.
Freedom of information is a fake shit, people. It's a 100% fake shit. They put all these medias in place owned by the same fucking people. And then they tell you about freedom of information. Because every single one of them that feeding you with information actually come from the devil themselves. You have to understand they're the one who come up with all of these shits that giving you supposedly news. So what you think, people? And it's the same entertainment people giving you the news. The same people create deep fake giving you the news. If you put it together, there's no way you can believe them, people. The same one that can show you Disneys and princesses and kissing frogs turning to a prince and all of these things. The same people give you the news with a man kneeling on another man's neck and break out the whole wide world. What did I tell you? The whole wide world is a stage. Everything they give you is all fake shit for you to buy in to whatever they have on the table. Listen.
One of the primary reasons for freedom of the press was that it was the only way people outside of power could keep the government from becoming an empire.
Listen, people. The only way people without power can basically keep the government at bay. That's what they're trying to tell you, people. Is that real? Wow. Unbelievable, people. That they're gonna supposedly shed some light and expose the media by brainwashing you right here with all lies, people. Wow, unbelievable. No wonder we're trapped in this damn rabbit hole. They try to use one lie to clear up another lie. You will never get anywhere with that shit. Pay attention again. Listen.
Primary reasons for freedom of the press was that it was the only way people outside of power could keep the government from becoming an empire.
Keep the government from becoming an empire? Are you serious, people? So what is the government if it's not an empire? They're sitting on top running things, molding your life around you. COVID and they tell you to hide. They're the one who tell you what to do. You don't get it, people. What you can't understand is a control environment you're in. Even information is control. That's what gonna mold you. That's what gonna fix you. How you're gonna challenge things. How you're gonna see things. That's the information coming from the media that make you who you are. Watch this right here.
Stop the corruption, the secrecy, and the cronyism. That was the function of freedom of the press.
Wow, what a joke, people. Freedom of the press.
There's a reason why our profession, journalism, is the only one explicitly protected by the U.S. Constitution.
Listen. You're the only one protected by the U.S. Constitution. I thought it was there to protect everybody. This is a joke right here, people. The media is a real part, a real big part of the government system. This is what mold the people, period. Listen.
You're supposed to be holding those in power accountable, asking the critical questions.
One of the first steps of the new government was to encourage the distribution of independent news through subsidies.
Look at this right here, people. Look at this. Them same one print the newspaper, people. Wow.
This was actually America's revolutionary contribution.
This is the way they used to pass out information, people. They used to have just radios. And they have to bring you newspapers. You have to understand that, people. Why you think they have to be there to give you news? You don't get it. They're the one who's responsible for news. And any other news that not part of the broadcasting corporations, they will call it misinformation. You have to understand that. And anybody that you see on social media, that you see them push and pumped up, don't take down their videos and publish them, allow them to get a lot of followers, is also control oppositions. They're placed there by the same media people that own TV, They figure that, listen, these people that on these social media, we want them to, and that's the reason why they create the social medias and give you nothing but fakers, as you could see the three right there all coding again.
The genius of the subsidies is that it did not discriminate against the content of the newspapers.
The content of the newspapers. Listen.
The abolitionist movement didn't start in Congress. It started in those freely distributed weekly newspapers. And that was really where we began to address the most fundamental sins of the American experiment.
And that's how, I guess that's how they get to sell your slaves back in the days. The same way they sell you war on TV right there today. They can sell you slavery in a newspaper. Like I tell you, the slavery never happened. The whole of humanity is slaves on this side of the earth. And they tell you they take one particular race from one particular place. It's bullshit. You need to wake your ass up. They take all of humanity from where we originated from. They took you from human being origin and bring you here for the manipulation. So, of course, we slaves in the center of this earth right here that they bring us. We are slaves. We don't have no control. We take away from creation. We've been taken away from the Creator. And like I say, something they tell you sweet to convince you to come over here. That's why the mass is in sufferation right now. That's why we at the mercy of the fucking peoples who bring you news and them things for information that they tell you run your damn life.
It's simply information that is power. It's information that frees us, because when people get information, they then can decide what to do.
Yes, and that's the reason why they own the information, because it tell you your next move. What did I tell you? Just bring back the pandemic in perspective and they show you what they're talking about here. Do you get it? That's the reason why they have to have the news, and the same thing they have with those devices that you have, with those sound coming on it, the weird sound that you can't ignore, giving you a supposedly alert. They start out at amber alert, people, but it's something to bring you information that you can't hide from. The information gonna show up on any fucking device that you have. The TV, you're watching TV, the TV goes silent, a red supposedly, you know, banner moving along the top, giving you the damn warning, what you need to do next. Even COVID rate shot up, new variant and all of this shit. Beep, 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 your phone going off. You're going, they tell you COVID is on the rise in your neighborhood. You don't understand. This is part of the reason why they do it, people. They have to basically have these things to shout out to the information or bring out the information to you. You got it? Because they control your every move. So you have the device with you. They have to have some way to get through the news to you. That's your Amber Alert. Bam.
Today, the founding vision of America's journalistic independence has become deeply distorted.
Why? Because they're getting exposed. That's it, people. Before anybody say anything about the news fake, they was doing just fine, people. Wow, you don't understand. Now that we start talking about it, now they're going to expose them and try to lead you in another direction. Like, look, this is what they're really hiding, Nike. Bullshit. They're hiding Nike sweatshop. That's what we need to worry about. No, we worry about the information that you're coming to with, trying to mold the masses and tell them how to live. That's our problem. Pandemic on, you come to that same fucking box telling the people what to do. Tell them to go get tested, put on masks, stay 6 feet apart, stay in your home, all of this damn shit. That's what the media is there for. Don't let them blind you here.
Media is the conversation we have as a society. It's the way we learn about the world. It's the way we learn about...
No, people, you can't learn about the world watching TV and the fucking medias. You understand? You can't. You can't learn shit about what's really going on in the world. If that's what you're doing, okay, they just make your reality for you. Move.
Another. We see the range of public debate constrained.
Look at this right here, people. What is this image right here they give you to show you that they are devil peoples right here on earth? What they give you right here is a man supposed to be holding up the earth. The ball that they tell you is the earth. Wow, unbelievable
right
here.
That citizens of a democratic society need to know about.
What is a democrat society? Why is you ranking the people, put them in a box? But democrat is fuckery, people. Stop making them building your life around you. That's our problem. right here on
that private corporations may not be interested in telling them.
Mm-hmm.
The international silver. How about the
market? There you go, people. The rising of the media empire. There you go, people.
Just as newspapers had been the driving force behind democracy, the great hope of the 20th century was the birth of mass media.
So here are people, the newspaper was the driving force behind democracy. What did I tell you? And then they're going to bring it to the radio to mock your ass and bring it to TV later on. And now social medias. You have to understand it was all by design. Why they feel it's important to run your whole life in the side of the earth, including the information that you take, the next move that you supposedly make. These people control it, and you still don't understand what's going on here. It's unbelievable. We're on air.
We think Google and Facebook is a big deal. Imagine what it must have been like in rural Kansas to suddenly be able to listen to a broadcast from New York City every night.
Listen, Peter.
Now we move down 45th Street to the music box.
CBS.
You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses.
There you go. There you go, people.
It was apparent to people at the time that the control over this medium was going to be a form of social control.
With advertising money pouring in, corporate networks pressured Congress to uphold profit as the basis for American broadcasting.
Hold profit. Pay attention here, people.
And lots of Americans protested that we would turn over this scarce resource, these extraordinary airwaves, to a handful of private commercial interests to make money by selling advertising to us.
Where did you think that broadcasting come from, people? Is them bring it in for the same reason right here, to get through to the masses' ears. You have to get it. This is the reason why they pull off it, people. They have to do it to control what you hear, the information that you take in. If you notice, when I mention about the moon landing, how you think they convince the whole wide world that they fly and go to the moon? They put up big screens in these towns, big screens, just to show you the Hollywood production. They put up big screen, put in that damn flick, put in the tape, people, that they record, that they made in Hollywood, just like a movie, and show it in the squares for the people to believe that America went to the moon and plant a flag. That's the reason why they create mass media, to convince you of fakery, to sell you a damn lie. It's nothing else, people. Remember, TV is a deception. There's no way you can believe shit that's on that screen. It's called tell lie vision. That's the way you tell lie. It lies to your vision. That's the way you lie to your sight itself, by watching a damn box with illusion. Listen.
Hollywood, the Raleigh cigarette. In 1934, Congress passed the Communications Act.
Congress, sealing. People, they have to come to and pass a Communication Act. They have to pass an act, people, an act. You know what's an act? They're playing with you. That's exactly what they do, and they control the whole wide world information. You come tell me that the mag drop off misinformation because I tell the people not to listen to your information, because that is the killer of mankind. You follow these people information, you're going down the deep pit hole.
Future of America's broadcasting as a for-profit system.
NBC, not CBS, about profit, ABC, people. These huge empires were built upon the gift for free of monopoly rights to government property.
Yes, because it's the government people own it, people. The world government own those broadcasting corporations. Remember, them feeding you information is really important. You don't get it, people. In a controlled world, they have to give you information. That's what gonna mold you. That's what they're gonna use to make your life. Wow.
It's extraordinary corporate welfare that boggles the mind.
Boggles the mind? Listen to this right here, people. They have more monopoly. Listen. Coca-Cola right there, part of them same peoples that give you the information. Why you think that's what they're showing, people? Okay, you don't get it. I already told you. You see the products? All the products that you're using was sold to you by the same medias. So why they say, hey, listen, we have this information box to teach you about world and life and everything that's going on. They show you Budweiser. They show you Coca-Cola. They show you all of these things that they need you to participate in. they're doing commercial while they supposedly be giving you information. So the news give you the supposedly good information, and then guess what? The breaks, the commercials, sell you these pies and food at the same time. So you see how much thing they get done by using that fucking media, people? That's how you're gonna understand this truth right here. They use that shit to tell you, hey, we got information to it. And they use it to sell you the fake food that gonna be another destruction for you later on. Do you see how much things they do bad with that mass media? That's what caused our whole problem here. Most of our problem is that mass media. The people got juked up. Yes, it's the mass media. They sit there watching the news every day. Oh, COVID spike, all of these things. It convinced them to go get the juice. You understand what the mainstream media do to you? Pay attention here.
With broadcasting set up as a commercial enterprise, government regulations were put into place.
Yes, government regulation, because they own it, people. They own the media. They own the media. That means every rules and regulation the media supposedly have is coming from the same people who own it, the world government. They use it against us, people. It's a tool that they use against us. And guess what? It feeds them a lot of information about us. It actually twists and bends our mind to where they want us. Right here.
There was a cross-party agreement that commercial activity would be regulated by the government.
Commercial activity.
No individual should have such dominance of our media that they could effectively define the discourse. The great transition came in the election of Ronald
Reagan. People, look at the great transition. They're showing this character right here. All orange Freemasonry. But pay attention here. Watch this.
The United States.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
And look, people, this is Reagan, another TV star, people. He's an actor. A 100% actor on the masses, just like Donald Trump is right now. And the people, you never get it. All of them is a part of the world stage. They're gonna come and they're gonna sell you something that the world got to offer. That's what they do, bring you deeper and deeper in this entrapment. Listen.
Government is the problem.
Government is the problem. Watch this right here.
Ronald Reagan believed the answer to any concern, any question as regards how to create a good media system was to get government out of the way.
Get government out of the way. Watch this right here, people. The New York Stock Exchange, and pay attention to the satanic work right here. The New York Stock Exchange that they use to control the world, basically. And I told you how they do it with the stock exchange. They know to do the masses. You buy into the stock, they control your ass right there.
In order to restructure media ownership, Reagan removed regulations.
Removed the regulations.
Driving the bears back into permanent hibernation. We're going to turn the bulls loose. The permanent hibernation. We're going to turn the bulls loose.
We're going to turn the bulls loose. Look at this right here, people. Another psyop they pull off on you right here.
Their whole model was the idea that if you removed all controls and regulations and allowed the free market rip, then everything would be fine. Everything would be wonderful.
They know what they're doing.
What it does is it allows a handful of giant corporations.
Take a look at
this
right here. As they talk about giant corporation, they show you this devil creature right here in the middle of supposedly stock exchange where they have it. That's what they use to represent them right there, people. The unedited creature right there. Remember, they always tell you about the idols, and they show you them back in the days, and they tell you these biblical story about these people building these monuments are what you want to call idols. And it's a damn animal with horn. And they worship it right there. You see that right there in the middle of New York. They have this shit right here. And they're convincing the masses that, look, stock exchange is part of the American democracy and all of these things. And now you can buy stock. It's a trickery, people. It's a 100% government trickery. And that's the reason why they have this devil creature right there to represent them.
Up everything, and these conglomerates don't see journalism as actually being central and essential to the functioning of a democracy. Their main interest is making profit.
One merger symbolized the takeover of mass media by conglomerates seeking ever higher profits. Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
For General Electric, here is Ronald Reagan.
Good evening on this last Sunday before Christmas. The Christmas season is a time for the family.
So people should remember that Ronald Reagan was funded by large corporations.
Yes, he funded by a large corporation. What you think? How you think he getting the power to be American president? He's a part of the world stage. No, don't tell us that the media pay him. We already know the people who own the media own him. Do you get it? It's one world system.
Ronald Reagan was funded by
Look at this. Watch this. What is he showing you right there? Some sixes swirl? They call GE is coding. You have to understand that. What you think?
Operations. And so, suddenly we saw a radical transformation of the media system in the United States.
General Electric and RCA, two of America's biggest and best-known companies, in a dramatic move last night, the two...
Take a look at this right here, people. Another devil creature right there to represent what they got going on. You never understand. It's all devil work. Listen.
Plans to merge.
We'll now have the strongest network. We'll have a stronger defense base. This is going to be one dynamite company.
One dynamite company. Watch this right here. Freemason handshake. Look at them.
A concentration of mass media in the hands of a very few, very large international corporations.
And where is those corporations come from? As you could see, they're doing the Freemason handshake right there. Like I say, how would these supposed to be corporations put together? You don't get it. It's all the same people. Remember, we don't have no resources or nothing in this side of the earth. We actually zero in this side of the earth. Because guess what? No naturality here. They control everything that you take in here. You have to understand, it's all by design for the masses to live this way. The information is fake that they're feeding you. It's just to mold you and put you in a system that they want you in. Move. You want to know what the media is about and how they mold your life around you? Take a look at this right here, and I'm going to show you who create the media and why they create it. It's for the masses' destruction, and I already told you, the fallen angels is behind it. The peoples who actually run us right here on this side of the earth. Pay attention to what they're doing to us. Listen.
Vaccines, hailed by doctors and public health officials for unequivocally saving millions of lives.
Yes, they said vaccine actually saving millions of lives, which is a 100% lie. Remember where you live. You're living in a backwards world. So if they tell you vaccine save life, what does that mean? Vaccine is the one that taking lives. That's what breaking down your body, give you complications and make you sick. Listen.
But in the wave of the COVID pandemic, controversial as ever.
Yes, and this controversy is fake shit for the dumb masses. All of this shit is all by design. Yes, by the government people. They're the one who give them these picket signs to walk around with and give the masses an agenda to work with. You understand that? That's why you see that Ottawa in Canada, you remember that? With all the truck drivers give you that big old psyop. I'm the one who gave it the bam, even though a lot of people was down with it. Oh, yes, they're fighting for vaccine, for people to not get the vaccine and all this shit. No, it was a plan, 100%. That's why the mandatory was stand the whole time while they was protesting. It's government shit, 100%.
Seen exemptions in American schools at all-time highs as hesitancy soars.
Hesitancy soars. Hey, they say it's hesitancy. People don't want it. But still, you vaccinate more people than we ever could think about. They vaccinate more people than you know people in these times. All in the name of the damn virus that they sell you and these supposed to be variants. That's what they did. So don't let them fool you like these signs stop people from getting vaccinated. It's dumb.
In this environment, the future of cancer prevention emerging.
Yes, the future of cancer prevention is emerging because, yes, they have that mRNA on the table. They got to get it in your body by any means necessary. So you might don't want to take it for a supposedly COVID, but, yes, you can take it or you will take it when they tell you you get cancer. They're going to tell you that same joke going to get rid of cancer. Just like they tell you the injection in your belly for diabetes after you lose weight, is the same damn mRNA shit you're plugging in your body. you know, different from the people who juiced up. So this is what they're doing. Like I tell you, the devil full of tricks. They have to keep coming up with new ways to get the masses that mRNA in their body. They don't have to tell you about a COVID. They can tell you about a cancer. Right here, they got the jukes for it. Watch.
Vaccines for cancer.
There you go.
After what multiple rounds of chemo, radiation,
yes,
and a double...
Chemo and radiation is cell killers, people. They don't kill cancer. They kill your cells. So the cancer take over your cells. They give you cell killers. That's why your damn hair fall off and everything. Your body is now destroyed by chemical, not cancer. Listen.
Mastectomy. Doctor said Jennifer Davis was cancer-free. Mm-hmm. Yes. But she still couldn't shake the fear.
The thought that it could come back.
Oh, thought that it could come back. Remember this. You have no cells. You got dead cells in your body now. That you get those treatment and they tell you the cancer is gone. The cancer is gone. Now you have no cells.
It's very terrifying.
Now she's living with a sense of hope, mm-hmm, all thanks to an experimental cancer vaccine.
There you go, people. Experimental cancer vaccine. And that's what they're going to put on the table now. All vaccines for cancer. Why you think they keep pumping you up and tell you, listen, the cancer rate is up now. They're discovering it earlier in people. They want you to go get mammogram. They want you to go get screening, all of these things, so they can tell you you have the cancer, so they can start these treatments or vaccines. Do you get it, people? This is a new way to destroy the masses. That's why they're bringing all of these problems now with cancer. Oh, this that died from cancer. Oh, the England king supposed to be diagnosed with cancer. You know, Toby Keith died from cancer. All of these things gonna come up. They're gonna show you more puppet fall out the game from this cancer, all because they want you to get interested in these shots that they have for cancer. You understand that? That's the mRNA right there. The same shit they're plugging up everybody for vaccines. Watch this.
But I have a headache or an ache or a pain, mm-hmm, that, yes, I don't think that, uh-huh, it's cancer now. And, uh-huh, to have that weight lifted, uh-huh, it's just been amazing.
Yes, in 2021,
Davis became the first person in, mm-hmm, the world to receive the Cleveland Clinic's breast cancer vaccine.
Wow, people. And it's a coincidence why it come from the same Cleveland Clinic that I always talk about. Wow, people, you don't understand. They run a lot of shit on the masses right there with that Cleveland Clinic. They're mixing eggs and embryos to get these supposed to be super beings. They're doing it. That's where LeBron come from and all of them. You have to get it, people. This Cleveland Hospital, this is where they run a lot of operations. And yes, people, the first vaccination for cancer done right there. Oh, more coincidence. You better wake your ass
up. Targeting triple negative breast cancer, mm-hmm, or TNBC.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's currently in phase 1 clinical trials, mm-hmm, tested on TNBC survivors.
Yes, it's in clinical trial and they tested it on human beings. Pay attention here.
Trying to prevent recurrence.
Mm-hmm. When that recurrence occurs, it tends, mm-hmm, to be much more aggressive. Uh-huh. And
yes, because you have no cells, people. Your cells is dead. And then when they supposed to be cancer, come back for the rest of the cells that left. Of course, your body gonna take it more harsh. It gonna be more harsh on your body because you have left cells. Your body can't fight off these things without cells. Listen.
The battle to try and keep the patient alive.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kumar says 42% of women who are treated for triple negative breast cancer
have
a recurrence within 5 years.
There you go, people, because they can't really cure cancer. I already told you. It's a deadly chemical they let take over your damn cells. There's no way you can cure it, people. They kill your cells and you're still sick. You have to understand that. And I told you, this is what the news got to offer. This is what the media gonna push. Yes, vaccination and all, everything the devil people have on the table.
And doctors say before, there wasn't too much they could do.
Uh-huh.
But this new vaccine,
yes,
two
gonna save
decades
the world.
In the works,
uh-huh,
hopes to change that.
Yes,
here's how
gonna
it works.
Save the world. Listen.
Women produce a special lactation protein called, mm-hmm, alpha-lactalbumin,
uh-huh,
that only occurs when they are breastfeeding.
Uh-huh.
But it can pop up again in many triple-negative breast cancer cases.
Wow.
So the vaccine,
uh-huh,
teaches the woman's immune system to recognize that protein.
You hear that, people? The vaccine teach your immunity to recognize that protein. Do you believe that, people? Like I tell you, the only truth they tell you right there, the injection have a lot to do with your immune system. That's what kills your immune system. That's what weakens your immune system. That's what you have. That's what caused you to be sick after you take these shots. You don't get it, people. The injection is a dose of chemical. Whenever you take a dose of chemical in your bloodstream, yes, it hurts your immune system. It take a hit. So that's what they're doing right here. And now you're going to be prone for sickness. They're not curing shit. You have to understand, there's no cure for this deadly disease they give mankind, the cancer. There's no way to cure it. Remember, you can't use naturality to cure that shit. It's too much chemical overload in your body. When the cancer show up, meaning that it's too late. It's too much chemical in your body, and now it takes over. The reaction's now going to show what you think they're going to do now. Kill yourselves to keep you alive? Yes, I'll tell you already. You trust in the media is your biggest problem. You taking the news in is your biggest problem right here. This is how you live without even knowing. A lot of people don't even know that that's where they get their way of living from. TV, you don't get it. That's why they put it there, to mow your life around you in this satanic earth. Yes, another Mike Bam Thursday. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. I'm on the run.